Hello, and welcome to Over the Counter, a podcast from Drug Topics. In this episode, made in partnership with Ananda Professional, we're joined by Dr. Alex Capano, who is Chief Science Officer at Ananda Professional, to discuss what CBD is used for in dermatology, interesting research findings about CBD in dermatology, and how to ensure that patients are getting effective counseling on CBD products, even when they don't visit the pharmacist counter.
So what are some conditions that CBD is commonly used for in dermatology?
It's commonly used for moisturizing the skin, anti-aging, anti-acne, and reducing inflammation. That's what I see day to day. And it makes sense to me. There was a study done in 2019 evaluating what benefits consumers sought in CBD products. And it reflected pretty much what I just said. Number one was moisturizing. Then there was a little bit about pain relief too, which does make sense, but it's just not something we typically think of when we talk about dermatology. And then it was about, you know, reducing inflammation, anti-aging, and improving acne from there.
What are the signs that a product has an efficacious level of CBD?
Well, this is really about working with a company that has transparency and quality assurance again. So you want to make sure that they're actually putting the concentration of CBD on the label. And that concentration in the industry is typically for what's in the entire product. So in an ideal world and an ideal product, they'd also have what is the level per serving or application. So it's really, really clear. Okay, this is a bottle with 1,000 milligrams, and you know, for every ml, I'm going to have 20 milligrams of CBD. So people understand what they're using, what they're taking, and exactly what's in it, because you can have this really, really high volume product, and it may have a lot of cannabinoids in it, but how much do you actually have to use to get something that's meaningful? So really look at the concentration of the product, and that should be transparent, very easy to understand. So for example, I was asked a couple of years ago to comment on an article that a beauty reviewer was writing for a CBD shampoo. And look, CBD is not going to harm you in a shampoo. It's just not going to do anything. And I said, well, how much is in there? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, you have to ask the company how many milligrams of CBD is in this. And they said 1%. I said, 1% of what? And she said, they refused to answer. So, you know, that's a red flag. And you know, products like that do exist. She did like the shampoo, by the way. She just said it smelled really good. So it wasn't going to hurt her, but you know, they didn't even know how much CBD was in there. So you're certainly not going to have an efficacious level if that's who's manufacturing the product.
So what forms of CBD are going to be most useful for treating dermatologic conditions?
Well, it depends what your condition is, but we're talking topical CBD for dermatology. Topical CBD at this point in history is not going to get into the bloodstream. This is topical. This is not transdermal. It's not, you know, the rate limiting factor is the aqueous layer of the dermis, but it does actually interact with a lot of our different cells on our skin. So it, again, depending on the condition that you're trying to treat, you want a topical, but you know, what else is in that topical? If it's acne you're trying to treat, you know, you want something that's non-comedogenic. If you're treating something like psoriasis or eczema that's on a larger area of the body, you probably want something that's a bit easier to apply to a larger area and also is, you know, an emollient in it as well. And then if you're trying to treat, you know, dry skin on the face, you want to look at the other ingredients and delivery of that topical to see, do these also make sense? Because it's not that you're applying only CBD to your skin, right? So it's about the total formulation and what's in it to make sure that you're going to get the desired outcome and not negate it with the other ingredients in there.
What is known about how CBD helps dermatologic concerns?
So interestingly, CBD actually kills P. acne bacteria, for example. I sent our extract to a third-party lab in Silicon Valley a few years ago and had them test a lot of different pathogens, one of them being P. acne. And it killed P. acne by log five, so 99.999% elimination. And then I asked them to do a serial passage study, which looks at opportunity for the bacteria to mutate and then resist whatever's killing it. And they found that there was no resistance. So this is a really nice thing to actually kill that bug and not worry about causing resistance, which we see with things like Doxy and Clinda. In addition to that, we know that CBD increases the proliferation of skin cells. So it helps with that turnover, which reduces the development of things like fine lines. And it promotes apoptosis of unhealthy, damaged, or infected cells. And we want that too. And it reduces excess sebum production from sebaceous glands. So this is something that, you know, not only can help with that desired anti-aging effect, and it's not going to dry the skin out like a benzoyl peroxide, but if there's an excess production of oil or if there's P. acne bacteria that can cause blemishes, it's going to reduce that production. It's an excellent anti-inflammatory agent and antioxidant as well. So a recent study out of Basel, Switzerland, was published in Molecules this year, found that CBD actually protects against UVA and UVB induced inflammation and improves photoaging far better than vitamin C. So that was really surprising to me because vitamin C is sort of a champion skincare product right now, but CBD is superior to it in this study. And it is shown to actually inhibit the free radical formation intracellularly, and it was 1,800-fold more potent than ascorbic acid or vitamin C. So this is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. It's going to reduce those free radicals and really help balance the skin. And then lastly, there's so much we know actually about CBD on the skin. You know, I talked about P. acne bacteria, but things like staph, even MRSA staph and strep that colonize on our skin and don't really cause an issue unless they get into a wound. That's a big problem. And, you know, it's already resisting a lot of our typical treatments. And I think we're going to see CBD as an option for wound healing over time, because it actually does improve healing and kill some of those bugs that can really cause infections in wounds as well.
What questions about CBD in dermatologic care should be a research priority?
Oh, wound healing. So really, I do see a lot of evidence. I don't see a lot of application yet. So I think we need more research on CBD and wound healing, and specifically to decrease the development of resistant superbugs. And there's also an opportunity for more research in skin malignancies. So what exists right now in, you know, skin cancer eruptions or eruptions of malignancies that are not necessarily dermatological, but have a dermatological component. Most of the evidence is promising, but there's some evidence that shows a negative impact. So I think we really need to know, is it helpful and is it, you know, benign or does it hurt? And where are those, how do we define, you know, those buckets to understand where it's a therapeutic opportunity, if it's a therapeutic opportunity, or if it's something that's really a contraindication. So I think we need more research there.
So what has research uncovered about CBD and dermatologic care that you consider to be surprising?
Oh, hair growth. So several years ago, I gave a lecture and a pharmacist came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, I really like your products and I've been using them and my, you know, alopecia, just androgenic alopecia, male pattern baldness, it improved. My hair grew back. And I said, oh, I'm so happy for you. I don't think it was the CBD. I think it's true and unrelated, but you know, congratulations. And then I started to really look into it and more data came out. And then we actually did our own study and it does in fact improve hair growth and fullness. It's really tricky because it's dose dependent. So if you use too much, it can actually topically, again, on the scalp, it can potentially reduce hair growth. So you have to make sure that you're working with people who understand how to dose it and exactly tell you how to use it. But it can, in fact, improve hair growth and thickness and fullness. So I owe an apology to that fellow who gave me that idea. And I said, you know, it's not the CBD, because it probably actually was.
And so how can pharmacies ensure that patients have the chance to get counseling for CBD dermatology products, especially when many can often be found in sections of pharmacies that are far away from the pharmacy counter?
Well, you know, and I would say this of all CBD products, but certainly for dermatology is, you know, you have to make it a priority to make sure your whole team, not just the pharmacists, but the whole team understands what they're selling, what's on their shelves. So educating everyone, whether they're, you know, working at the cashier or they're in the pharmacy, everyone in your store, I think, really needs to be educated on what this is so they can answer questions, they can make recommendations. And beyond that, you know, be thoughtful about merchandising and really creating an experience for the shopper, the patient in your shop. And even having things like pamphlets or handouts that are right there that describe what this is, why you use it, and gets people interested, you know, at the shelf, I think is really helpful. And then hopefully they can have that conversation, even if it's not at the pharmacy, but just someone working in the pharmacy. That's why everyone should be educated on what these are and why people use them. So, you know, that goes back to, it sounds like a lot of work, right? And everyone's really busy. So it goes back to finding a brand that is going to help you achieve that and make it easy and not time consuming and not pull from your resources and really just add to them. So for example, I know Ananda Professional, they have you know, a whole suite of digital paper live education opportunities that people can do on their own time. They can do them in little bite-sized pieces. They can go and get a little refresher and really sort of get certified and be that champion in the store. And hopefully everyone can do that. It's not time consuming and it's made for different levels of expertise or scientific rigor. So again, you know, someone does not have to be a pharmacist to understand this. And, you know, also companies like Ananda Professional will make those merchandising suggestions for you. They'll help you to execute it and give you those point of sale tools that you can have where the patient can, you know, pick it up and, you know, it piques their interest without you having to have that interaction. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. I think the investment pays off. And if you find a company who's really going to work with you to do that, then it takes the job away from you. So you can focus on everything else in the pharmacy.
And as always, thank you for listening. And we hope to see you next time at the counter.